Well, hello again, everyone. We hope you're all doing well out there and staying safe and looking after yourselves and each other, and hope you're enjoying fellowship with the Lord even in your home. And it is our prayer that God will continue to bless you. Beautiful, beautiful day here. We're so thankful to the Lord for the lovely sunshine he's given us. It's very still. There's been no rain for quite a while. And we really thank God for his goodness to us in the midst of all this shutdown. Had our first haircut today at home, DIY haircut. Don't know how it went. Reasonably happy. And it'll maybe do us until things settle down. Just want to share a lovely verse of scripture with you. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 31. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 31. Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. Whether ye eat, whether ye drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. Here's a verse that God has given us that shows us God's blueprint for living our lives in this earth. We are to live to the glory of our God. The Old Shorter Catechism, in the very first question, asks this: what is man's chief end? In other words, why are we on this earth? Why did God create us? Why did he put us here? What's the reason for being on this earth? What's the purpose in life? It's to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. Here. Dog, don't want the dog to run away in the middle of it all. But here it is in this verse. Whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. This verse outlines our purpose. God has put us in this earth for a wonderful plan and for a wonderful purpose. What is that plan? What is that purpose? Why are we here? It's to glorify God, to live in fellowship with him, to enjoy him, to praise and to magnify and to exalt his name, and to live to his glory. That's our purpose for life on this earth. If you take God out of the equation, if you follow the atheistic or agnostic line of thinking, we don't really have any purpose in being on this earth. It's just really an accident. But God is in control, and God has made us for his glory, and there's a wonderful purpose in living to the glory of God. He's back again here. Not only is it our great purpose, but it's also our primary priority. There's a purpose in living to the glory of God, and also a priority. Jesus Christ in Matthew 6:33 said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Make it your first priority to live to the glory of God, to seek first his kingdom, to say, as the Saviour said in the garden, "Not my will, but thine be done." It's our purpose, it's our priority, and not only that, it's also our great privilege. What a privilege we have to live to the glory of God, to enjoy him, to be in fellowship with him, to serve him, and to know him. It also highlights our great potential. We have one life in this earth. As vapor, it's passing away. Only one life. 'Twill soon be past, and only what's done for Christ will last. And there's a great potential in living to the glory of God. Here! Tozer! He's away down there in the other path. Don't want them to run away. Come on, boy. Here. It's coming now. Okay. There you go. Don't you run off again. You stay close. So it's our purpose to live to the glory of God. It's our priority to live to the glory of God. It's our privilege to live to the glory of God. There's a great potential in living to the glory of God. And there's also a wonderful prospect, because the Lord honours those who honour him. And if we live to the glory of God in this earth, and we seek his face in all things, and we seek first the kingdom of God, there's a great prospect in that our lives can touch others. that our lives can magnify his name, that the smile of God can be upon us, and then one day whenever we stand before him in glory, we will hear those wonderful words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Maybe you ask today, how can I live to the glory of God? How can I fulfill my purpose and destiny? It's by trusting in Jesus Christ, coming to the Saviour and giving your heart and life to him. May God bless you and join us again tomorrow.